Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is Amanda French, owner of Storybook Parties Idaho. Thank you so much for joining me today, Amanda.
Absolutely.
So I know in a previous conversation we had, I learned that you became a new mom recently. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're pretty excited.
How have your first days of motherhood been?
Great, actually. He's a good kid. We actually adopted him, so it's been a long time coming. We've tried to have kids for about 14 years and never really worked for us, and we found this amazing birth mom who we absolutely adore, and she allowed us to adopt this little one that was born last week.
Wow, so very, very young. What's the name of your son?
His name is Easton.
Well, welcome to the world, Easton. So I know that you're the owner of Storybook Parties Idaho, which is a business where people can rent out storybook characters. What made you want to get into a business like this?
So I, since a young age, have loved fairy tales, stories like Snow White and Cinderella, and superheroes like Spider-Man and Captain America. And so as a young age, I always wanted to work for the Disney company. And so I had the opportunity, actually, when I turned 18, to go and work for the company. And I absolutely loved it. And when I moved back to Idaho, I realized there was going to be a lot of kids that would never have the opportunity to meet their favorite heroes or princesses. And I wanted to bring a little bit of magic to Eastern Idaho by introducing storybook characters and superheroes.
Sounds like you're really mindful of the imaginations of children, and I'm sure you've seen and witnessed on many occasions a child's face light up whenever they do get to meet their childhood heroes and fairy tale characters.
Oh, absolutely. It is one of the best parts of this type of business, is seeing, not only for kids, but also seeing adults, and we actually call them kids at heart, just seeing their faces light up when their favorite character walks in the room, or their favorite princess is at the door for their birthday, or we're at an event. And one of the big ones is Olaf, and he gets more love than any other character I've ever seen. And you can hear kids screaming from a mile away about Olaf and running just straight towards him to give him a big hug.
Yucks. Olaf loves warm hugs.
Very true.
So how long have you been running Storybook Parties Idaho?
So Storybook Parties was established in 2017, but I've been a professional princess since 2002.
Wow, so you not only manage, I guess, these kind of Disney characters, but you also have participated firsthand on many occasions.
I have, yeah. I'm officially retired now from performing. I do most of the business stuff now, and I have a great team of performers, but I did. I loved being able to bring that character to life and be able to just bring a little bit of magic to people's lives.
What was your favorite character to play when you would go to these events?
Oh, well, my main girl that I love is, and when you work at Disney, you're supposed to say we're friends with, but my favorite character of all time is Snow White. I absolutely love her, and it's sad nowadays that kids really have no idea who that is, but she's the girl that started it all. But other than that, I think Anna from Frozen, I think she's just fun and outgoing, and she's a little bit clumsy, which I'm a little bit clumsy, and so it was fun to portray someone that was closer to my personality.
Yeah, I think Anna definitely encapsulates a kind of modern-day princess.
Absolutely.
For Storybook Parties Idaho, what are the main events that storybook characters are needed for?
It honestly depends. So right now, in the month of December, we have characters that are out at Christmas River in Manan, and it's a beautiful, beautiful location, and I'm glad that it snowed last night because they really needed it. But they have a trail, and they decorated cabins and things in these beautiful lights, and you can see a bunch of characters out there. And then during the winter season, La Belle Lake, which is this gorgeous ice palace, we have our Elsa and Olaf out there throughout the whole winter. And it's absolutely magical, and it's family-oriented. But other than that, like, businesses can hire us for their work parties or events. We can do private parties. We even have done retirement parties and weddings and things like that. So it really honestly depends on what the occasion is.
So it sounds like there's not really a limit to what storybook parties can be a part of in terms of bringing the magic to an event.
Absolutely. We've even been asked to do a wedding proposal with Spider-Man.
Oh, well, you seem to already have a staff of characters, but tell me what the process is like to become a storybook character.
Oh, absolutely. So I do auditions twice a year. One audition is in the spring and one is in the fall. What I recommend, or what I require, I should say, is all of my princesses sing. And then I do an improv. We do kind of intense training because you never want to ruin the magic. That's the one thing about these characters. They all have their own personality. They all have different traits, different walks, different waves, different hairstyles, things like that. And so I train my cast to be those characters because you never know what a child needs in their life. And if we are there being on our cell phones or talking about modern day stuff, that could ruin that magic for that child. So I always look for people that just have that spark in their personality that are able to draw those children imaginations to them.
Yeah, so keeping the spirit of the character and to the personality and even the time frame, it seems, are really priorities for those who are going to portray fairy tale characters.
Absolutely.
You're already working with kids in doing these storybook parties. What are your anticipations for motherhood on your perspective on the magic of it all?
Well, I know it's going to be a little bit until he realizes what is happening in our home. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I invite them to come to our events. So some of our events that we've done is princess balls and superhero craft nights and things like that. So my nieces and nephews are always welcome to come. And I always tell them that, so say if it was me portraying that character, I always say something like, well, Ariel wasn't allowed to come. And so she asked if I would step in, but we need to keep that magic for the other kids. And so they've been really, really good with that. And so we'll probably do the same with our little guy for that, because his daddy, he doesn't participate a lot, but he does play some of the characters for me sometimes as well. And so it's kind of a family event type of a thing. I've got my mom involved and my dad involved, and my sisters have all been involved. My brothers have been hesitant, and so they haven't wanted to participate in being characters, but maybe one of these days they will. But we try and keep the magic as much as possible, and my nieces and nephews, they still believe. My niece, Annie, super adorable. My husband dressed up like Spider-Man one time and took her around trick-or-treating, and she tells all of her friends that her uncle is the real Spider-Man.
Oh, it must feel very special to have a superhero in the family.
Very special.
Just for our listeners, Amanda, could you tell me where they can go to find out more information about Storybook Parties Idaho?
Absolutely. So we've got a website that is www.storybookpartiesidaho.com. And then we also have a Facebook page, which is just Storybook Parties Idaho. They can reach me through the website or through Facebook Messenger. I, right now, because I have a little one, it may take a couple days for me to respond. But in January, we will be in full force and up and running again.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Amanda, and for telling me about your business.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
This was an interview with Amanda French, owner of Storybook Parties, Idaho.